This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com, filling in for Tom Corliss one last day before he returns from Disneyland. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for January 30th, 2023. The entire Walt Disney World monorail system went down on Friday night, leaving guests to seek alternate forms of transportation. Several guests reached out to us, both at Epcot and Magic Kingdom, reporting the outage, which many believed was a power outage, though cast members simply referred to it as a technical difficulty. On Saturday morning, guests arrived to discover the monorails were still down, forcing them to take ferry boat or bus. The monorails eventually returned to service on Saturday afternoon, but they are currently running at reduced speeds. This is particularly noticeable on the resort monorail for the Grand Floridian to the Magic Kingdom, where it has to go up that little incline. Seems to be a little bit of a challenge. We don't know what the issues are with the monorail, but we will continue to monitor the situation. Splash Mountain is now closed permanently at the Magic Kingdom, of course. It's going to become Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and construction walls around the attraction feature references to Tiana's Bayou Adventure now, and some new theming has been added as well. The brown construction walls resemble crates. The large stamps already on the walls are for the Southern Dome Salt Company, referencing the backstory for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. New stamps read, "Please keep dry" and "Louisiana." The Princess and the Frog as well, and consequently, Tiana's Bayou Adventure is, of course, set in New Orleans. A bit of a departure from the "you may get wet" signs, I guess. Additionally, the press penny machines that were previously removed, they've been replaced. One is underneath the Frontierland Railroad Station. If it's in a slightly different spot than it used to be, it has a big Thunder Mountain Railroad penny design, as well as three Splash Mountain penny designs. The Splash Mountain pennies feature Mickey and Minnie, Brer Rabbit, and a vulture. Another machine has been moved to the area near the restrooms with three designs, including two Splash Mountain designs. The Splash Mountain designs feature characters riding the attraction. A few months after the refurbishment of Center Street at Magic Kingdom, this street has a new window display featuring none other than Daisy Duck. Center Street is an offshoot of Main Street. The brickwork was replaced last year. It was formerly known as East Center Street back when it had a west counterpart across Main Street. That was back in the day. The window display now is at the end of the street, where there are several tables and chairs for relaxing. Daisy is shown with several fresh-cut flowers on sale. The display is likely a tribute to the old flower market on West Center Street until the west side of that street was absorbed into the Emporium expansion. A sign lets us know daisies are just 5 cents. Daisy is wearing a blue dress with white polka dots and orange details and a matching bow. She even has a cast member name tag. For the first time since March of 2020, cast members were seen using pin trading lanyards. When the parks reopened in the summer of 2020, operations were heavily changed for the recommended health and safety protocols. This included physical distancing, and as such, cast members were not wearing those lanyards with pins to trade with guests. Pin boards became the widely used method for trading. Over the weekend, we encountered a Magic Kingdom cast member with a pin trading lanyard. They informed us that they are now being given the option to wear a lanyard if they so choose. The lanyard has a small board attached with pins displayed. Guests can offer a pin of their own to trade the cast member for a pin of their choosing. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, the Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. A new t-shirt featuring a vintage photo of Mickey Mouse in Cinderella Castle has joined the 50th Anniversary Vault Collection available at Walt Disney World. The t-shirt, which costs $36.99, features Mickey as he appeared in the Magic Kingdom back in the 70s and 80s, I guess, wearing red pants, a white waistcoat, a yellow bow tie, and a black tailcoat. The photo takes up the entire shirt, including the sleeves. Behind Mickey is Cinderella Castle, white and blue, as it appeared most of its first 50 years before it was reimagined in 2020. The same photo is also on the back. We found the shirt at Main Street Cinema in the Magic Kingdom. On Christmas Eve, as children were nestled snugly in their beds and visions of sugar plums dance in their heads, well, one Florida man was frightening the holiday crowds at Epcot. his loud use of profanity, screaming and arguing with employees in the restaurant, disrupted the patrons and businesses from normal operations. Families had to veer out of his way, and at one point, a grandmother had to grab her child and physically pull her away from this from his direction. That is all according to an Orange County Sheriff's report that detailed the public spectacle. The arrest report details the latest incident of a Walt Disney World guest behaving badly and abusing cast members, which unfortunately has become far too common. In this case, Dakota Horger, 27, of Lake Worth, was charged with battery and disorderly conduct, although prosecutors ended up not pursuing criminal charges. From the investigation which has been made, it is the opinion of the writer that this case is not suitable for prosecution, Assistant State Attorney Asiel Morghem wrote in a court filing, and the court case was closed. But that doesn't mean it doesn't make for a great story. You see, Horger was in the Rose and Crown Pub at the UK Pavilion on Christmas Eve when Disney cast members complained that he and another woman were causing a scene. When a Disney manager intervened, Horger acted belligerent, loud, and appeared to be intoxicated. He then refused to leave when Disney tried to kick him out several times. Horger's misbehavior included screaming at Disney security, hitting one of the security officers with a cardboard poster container, cardboard samurai style, I guess, and taking off some of his clothes to disguise his appearance. "What are you going to do about it?" Horger said after he hit the security officer with the cardboard container. An off-duty Orange County Sheriff's deputy was called to help around 9:30 p.m. "We began escorting Horger to the front of the park. The entire time he was cursing, yelling at deputy sheriffs and Disney employees. Guests had to move out of the way since he was causing a scene in public, disrupting families and Disney World. Horger was told several times by Disney security he was being trespassed and he had to leave and was not welcome back. Horger refused to leave and said he wouldn't walk or take an Uber or a taxi. He kept arguing, and then law enforcement, well, they arrested him." So he got a ride home, I guess. The report said this all. This is all according to the report. His attorney did not respond to a request for comment. There has been, well, something of a munchling invasion at Walt Disney World lately, with several dishes appearing over the weekend inspired by the plush, which are in turn inspired by food. Are you confused? Yeah. Me too. Walt Disney World released a trio of treats inspired by the latest line of munchlings, or as I errantly called them on Boxed In Friday, munchables. They include a whoopie pie representing the spiced carrot cake thumper plush. However, if you're thinking this snack looks familiar, you'd be right. This is actually the exact normal carrot cake cookie at Trolley Car Cafe, and it bore little resemblance to a supposed thumper plush inspiration. It has been renamed on the sign, but the label on the package still just says carrot cake cookie, sells for $4.99. Next up, we went to Blizzard Beach for the Angel Acai Bowl. It's available as part of the Fruity Finds collection in large or small plush. It's acai served in a waffle bowl topped with granola, coconut flakes, strawberries, and blueberries. Oh, also raisins. I think we found some bananas in there as well. It's available for $8.99. Finally, at the Magic Kingdom, we tried the Elote Donald Duck Munchling inspired almond vanilla sweet corn cake. This is inspired by the corn elote Donald Duck Munchling that's available in the Garden Goodness mystery boxes. It's almond vanilla cake drizzled with icing and topped with a chocolate hat and bow for $6.25. We do have a full review of each on our website, or you can just watch the video of Alessa trying all this food right here on our YouTube channel. A quiet and unsung hero of Walt Disney World table service appears to be closing its doors for good in a way, as it was announced on Friday that Trails End Restaurant at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground will close spring of 2023 for refurbishment, marking the end of its current life as a table service restaurant. Trails End Restaurant is part of Pioneer Hall at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. Having begun as a table service restaurant when the building first opened in 1974, the restaurant will close sometime this spring, and then it's going to become a marketplace-style quick service facility, bringing an end to nearly half a century of sit-down dining at Pioneer Hall. An exact reopening date is not known, other than later this year. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, Trails End was a buffet experience, and it reopened in 2021 as a family-style meal like many of the other buffet restaurants at the resort. But unlike locations such as Cape May or Chef Mickey's, Trails End never returned to its original buffet configuration. We will miss it. Antonio Acosta took his group of 11 out to eat at Walt Disney World on Halloween night, but his dinner wasn't going to plan. The sheriff's incident report didn't say exactly how the restaurant at Disney's Beach Club Resort couldn't accommodate this large party. Could the 11 people maybe not sit together? Was there a wait? Did they have a reservation at all on this busy night, like Halloween? But the sheriff's report does say how Acosta responded when he didn't get his way. "Thank you for the hospitality," Acosta said, and then forcibly pushed a cast member in the chest with two hands. Another witness confirmed what happened too. She told law enforcement that she saw the attack and saw Acosta push the employee in the chest with both hands. "Thank you for your service. We won't be back," Acosta said, according to the witness. Acosta, 71, was described as heavy build, wearing glasses, and a striped polo shirt. It's unclear where he lives. Authorities were able to identify him, but he was not arrested and did not face any immediate punishment. Disney declined to trespass, and the report said. Disney management declined to trespass Antonio at this time due to his Disney Vacation Club status and this being his home resort, stating it would have to be reviewed by their legal department first. The employee who was pushed and whose identity is unknown because it's redacted from the report declined to press charges against Acosta and refused to testify in court against him, so Acosta was not arrested. The report released by law enforcement recently in January does not say at which restaurant the incident occurred. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those stories that didn't make today's show, be sure to check WWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. A special shout out to all the Wigs members watching who make this show happen each and every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
This is Disney Entertainment News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more. New episodes drop every Tuesday on WWNT.TV.